This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here tonight. We've got Ian
and Joa.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. What do you want to talk about? Corrupt cops ostensibly planting a gun on a man they just shot to death in Youngstown, Ohio. We get the footage we've been watching during the breaks. It's hard to say for sure what's happening there, but it doesn't look very honest to me.
It doesn't. No. No, they're covering it.
You can check him out over at Delete Laws, and that's where the footage is of this Youngstown shooting. Delete, L-A-W-Z. I'll link to it on our social media at some point during the show tonight over at social.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, we got a little bit of good news. It's nice to get some good news from time to time.
Great.
Out of New Hampshire court with a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Getting found not guilty on all counts. We'll tell you who and what happened there in a few moments. But first, let's go to Olivia. She's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, Olivia.
Hey, I wanted to talk about plea bargains, but before I do, I have a question because I watch online, and I notice you guys take the headphones off on the commercial breaks, but I always wonder, how do you know exactly when to put them back on? I mean, I know you've been doing this forever, so maybe you just kind of intuitively know, but if you can't hear the program, how do you know the commercials are over?
You want, we have a clock right here with the tape on it that shows us when the break's about to start.
Yeah, there's a clock, and I'm also there's a clock on the computer here. So we got multiple clocks in the studio. Basically, wherever you're looking, there's a clock in relatively near your field of vision. And I've been doing this for so long. Plus, we can still hear the headphones. Like, they're usually loud enough to where you can still kind of hear basically what's coming through them. Professional radio studios have what they call monitors. We actually don't have an easy we have them, but they're not automatically switched on in like a professional radio studio. When you press the microphone button to turn the mics on, it actually mutes the monitors in the studio, and then when you turn the mics off, the monitors go back on. So you always have in a professional studio the audio of whatever's on there.
Don't undersell yourself. This is professional here, Ian. This is like quite the setup.
This is it's a decent setup, but we don't have that ability. We don't have that level of like setup here. So
when the feds pulled all the wires, it took about a week.
You want to turn? You can turn the monitors on, but it's more of a manual process than anything else. But yeah, we just kind of know it, Olivia.
Oh, okay. Because it just seemed like magic to me, like how y'all do every night, for 3 hours every night, you know exactly when. I just thought that was cool. But I called about plea bargains.
Well, I'm glad to know that radio hasn't lost its magic, at least among some people, although you're watching us on video, which is fine. You can watch us over at video.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our Odyssey channel. But what were you calling about?
I heard that Nobody and the other some of the other Crypto Six people had taken the plea bargains, and I was pretty upset about that. I was sitting there, and then I was just thinking about it, and it dawned on me how ridiculous plea bargains and how insidious they are. Yeah. That, well, we're not going to prosecute you for these crimes if we can get you on just something, anything.
Right.
But if we can't, then we're going to throw the book at you, and suddenly it's worth all these tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep you in a cage on things that weren't important before. So it's like, are you protecting the public or aren't you? Because these laws you're enforcing weren't important if you could just, you know, get them on something, but now they're important. That logic doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me. And then you're just going to get innocent people pleading guilty to something they didn't do anyway.
Happens
which is
all
also
the time.
Not,
yeah.
It's not protecting the public at all. Anyway, this whole thing is a sham. I feel like we should have Black Lives Matter in the streets over this. I mean, like, everyone should be protesting how horrific this is. This is a travesty of justice. This isn't justice.
You know, like when I'm in court and they try to do a plea bargain with me, oh, you just do community service, Joe. I literally said on the mic in court, I don't negotiate with terrorists. And it's exactly that. Like, they're terrorizing me, yep. And they're going to make me do something where I'm not guilty, as in, like, I am, you know, I know that I'm in the right. I haven't hurt anybody. I haven't caused any harm or done any property destruction, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, they have a monopoly on force. That's what they do. And I agree with you with the plea. The pleading is, like, really a twisted thing because they tell you, oh, you can't perjure yourself in court. You swear an oath not to lie. But then it's like, you know, they give you, you know, either you have a, you know, you could go to trial and see life in jail, mm-hmm. or you can get a few years probation. Well, you're probably going to choose a few years probation, but now
even
you have
you
to lie.
So what you're saying is even if you didn't do the
yes.
thing, you're now lying and saying you did
yes.
in order to get the more intense charges gone and the worst possible jail sentence wiped away and get a probation or
they're,
6 months or something like
they're
that.
They're angling it to dehumanize us, mm-hmm. is what it is. They want us to submit and obey and take the plea. And, you know, yeah. I appreciate every time I go to court, you hand out those don't take a
plea
deals.
Yeah. So for listeners that don't know, we've been doing Don't Take a Plea outreach here for a very long time. And I still got a ton of flyers. So if you ever need some, Joe, just, you know, let me know.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm welcome to have a stack of them because you go to some court trials I don't go to sometimes. But the plea deal, it really is insidious. And it's ultimately just bureaucrats being lazy. I mean, when you really think about it, that's what it comes down to, is these bureaucrats, they don't want to have to actually prosecute. That means they have to put together a case.
Right. Yeah.
They've got to actually, you know, talk to witnesses. They've got to figure out what they're going to say in court. They've got to go through a whole bunch of effort
mm-hmm.
to actually put a yep. case on in front of both a judge or a jury. And it's much easier if they can just stack a whole bunch of charges on somebody,
yeah.
scare the crap out of them, and get them to say, all right, well, yeah, I did it. And then they give them a better, quote-unquote, deal than they otherwise, the raw deal they would have gotten if they had gotten found guilty in a trial. And I see, you see it so many times. I don't know if you've ever done this, Olivia. Have you ever been to a district court arraignment before?
I'm not sure about that. One time in high school, they took us on a field trip to an actual court. Actually, that's a really sad story. I was in the AP class, government class, and when we went to court, this is a true story, one of the girls in my graduating class, her mother was actually, they didn't know, but she was actually on trial that day. So we, like, it was very embarrassing because that girl's mother was on trial and our class field trip was watching her in front of the judge, like, pleading. It was the most heartbreaking thing I've ever seen. And the teacher was like, don't say anything to her when we get back. And we were like, we wouldn't do that anyways. But yeah, it was horrific. That was one, you always talk about public school indoctrinating us, but I think that had the opposite effect. Like, wow, this is horrible. These are real people with real repercussions.
So it sounds like this was a while ago. When you say she was pleading, do you mean she pleaded guilty?
I think she might have. I honestly don't remember. I just remember, I think she was pleading with the judge to, like, have mercy on her. I think it was, like, a victim. I think it might have been, like, a drug charge or something like
yeah,
that.
Sounds
it
like
was,
a no
it
low.
Was, like, nothing.
Yeah, so what you can do is, and it's interesting they actually took you to court, because that's normally the government doesn't want you to see this stuff, right? Like, they don't publicize it. They don't put live streams online in a lot of places. It's something you have to go out of your way, take a day off from work, and go and do this. But if you ever go to any court for an arraignment, which is basically where the person is asked to put in a plea, you can plead not guilty, or you can go with guilty, and there's, like, no low contender. And then there's what I usually do, which is I don't plea either way.
Yeah.
I let them schedule a trial. I don't want to participate in their system as little as possible.
I like to say, I wish not to plea, and I wish the court not plea in my behalf. Because they like
they
to put a guilty plea
anyway.
Or not guilty plea. And
no, they only put in not guilty.
They can't even put not guilty if you say that. So,
oh, really?
It just, yeah, they'll just say, okay, we'll just take it as a trial.
Oh.
There's no pleading. You don't have to plea. You don't have to say anything. Sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to say one other thing about this, because those were all really great points. I didn't even think about what Joe just had said about a few other things, but I wanted to make the point that what's the point of you have a right to a trial by jury in the Bill of Rights or whatever if they can just coerce you out of it? like, what's the point then? And it's just
good point.
It's just mocking you on paper, really. They're just mocking you.
Yep. And thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. What I wanted to say about arraignments is, if you've never been to one, go.
Yeah.
And sit there and watch what happens. Sit there for an hour and watch as person after person goes up in front of the man in the robe and takes a plea deal.
Or go to freekeem.com and you can see, like, I think my arraignment's up there, right? Or I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know what trial is. But
I think it's up there.
Yeah.
If not, it needs to be. There's more coming up here in moments. There's been so many trials recently.
I know.
I lose track. More coming up here in moments. It is free.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Are open here and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603
1-866-405-8160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Joa.
We weren't talking about plea deals until Olivia called in. She brought them up, and it's an interesting topic. It's one that a lot of people probably don't know anything about. And I'm glad, right? Like, if you've never had to deal with the intimidation of a prosecutor,
yeah,
and a police department and the whole court system coming down on you, and it's not a fun thing to go through. And I understand why people take the deal. And that's what we're saying to Olivia. Go and watch an arraignment. Any old arraignment, any old district court, anywhere in America, it's going to be the same story where there's 100 people in the room. I mean, maybe smaller districts, maybe not as many, but you know, dozens to you know, 100 people just sitting in there. All of them, almost all of them, are there for victimless crimes with marijuana or alcohol or whatever, where no one has
filming
been harmed. Yeah. And that's the purpose of the arraignment, is to basically shake a plea deal out of somebody. It's the first time they've talked to a prosecutor. The prosecutors go around and they talk to everybody that's there prior to, at least that's how it happens here in New Hampshire. They talk to everybody that's in the room prior to the judge coming in the room, and they try to secure a deal.
Yeah.
And then they just roll through the entire crowd of people, and it's 99%. Over 99% of them will take whatever they're offered. The first offer.
The reality is like if we were just convince everyone one day, just one day, in the court to not take the deal,
yeah,
and they all just wanted to fight it, they couldn't schedule all of them.
No,
one day.
You wouldn't even need everyone, Joa. I mean, if you could get 10 or 20%,
right,
you'd choke the system.
Yeah.
10% would be hard for them to handle.
The plea deals is how they're getting away with it and raping the public.
Yeah.
This is what they're doing. They make it so convoluted, and it's so hard to fight some charges. Like, there's no, you know, the reason why they keep getting away with them, they can, you know, bring you to trial and even find you guilty, is because these laws have case law that are terrible, like Terry versus Ohio. Mm-hmm. And, by the way, that's Delete Laws' favorite, Terry versus Ohio. He wants it gone. And I agree. Like, you know, our Fourth Amendment's completely eroded because of that. And they use this excuse on just about everything, and there's no way to fight it. It's nothing.
So, whenever you're there watching an arraignment, always imagine the cash register sound effect going off in your mind every time somebody takes a plea deal.
Yeah.
Because it always, you know, on these little cases, they're usually pleading out for no time, right? There's no jail time involved. That's how they get them to take the plea.
Yeah.
But there's always a fine.
It's funny, because when I go do audits and stuff, and I go to police stations or even, like, government buildings, and I, like, almost always, when you first walk into these buildings, ATM front and center.
Mm.
Why is there ATMs in every government building?
That's
interesting. Guys.
Yeah.
I want you guys to go to your local police station and spot the ATM for me.
And you know they're getting a cut of that, too.
Oh, probably. Yeah. They're renting space to have that there. That's enough of a cut.
So, just if you think about it, there's probably, even in a small court system like Keene, New Hampshire, you know, a little city of 23,000 in a county of 76 or 80,000 people. Even in a relatively small place, they're probably rolling in, you know, $10,000, $20,000 a day. And, you know, at least several thousand dollars a day in fines. Now, not everybody can pay at once, right?
Right.
So then they rake in even more.
And what is the interest rates on that? It's something ridiculously high, like 25% or something.
Yeah, there's
crazy.
Some sort of crazy fee on that. And then there's the fee on the fee. So you have to pay a fee on every... even if you pay on the day of, and you know this because you're about ready to go and pay something tomorrow.
Yes, I don't know if you guys can see us on the camera, but...
it's got dollar bills.
It's all stamped with the Bitcoin there.
Yeah, so there's a certain fine that you get. So if you get a speeding ticket for $100, there's then a $24 or 24% penalty assessment is what they call it up here.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Joa, in some states, we got it good here in New Hampshire by comparison to other states. In other states, like in Florida, if you want to take something to trial, they charge you a court fee for that.
Yes.
So, like here, if you go to trial, they don't hit you with an extra fee for going to trial.
Do you know how I fought that? I never paid my court fees in Rhode Island. And the reason why, and they're like, you know what, we're going to find you not guilty, but, you know, we have a court fee, whatever, this much. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I don't want to pay a court fee. He's like, why not? I was like, I didn't ask to be here. Like, you know?
You didn't want to use our services?
What? No, I want these services gone.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of these things because I'm winning. I'm 15-0 in Rhode Island.
15-0?
15-0.
Damn.
I mean, if you want to count community service, which then I did, like, you know, not the average, not the norm sort of community service.
Mm-hmm.
I did drawings once.
Okay.
For the Parks and Recreation Department to pay off, like, $900 worth of tickets.
And, wow.
And I was like, I'll do some drawings.
Now, how do you call that a win? I mean, if you're doing community service. Like,
yeah, but it was kind of fun.
You kind of got found guilty.
Well, technically, yeah. Yeah.
That's
but
not a win.
It's a win because they didn't get my money. And I only had to provide, you know, a service that I'm really skilled at. And I drew some wild plants. And you know what? I'm educating people in the future because they frame these things and they're on the wall of the park and recreation.
I guess you can call, you know. You
that's
kinda,
a win in my book.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can define it however you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can also say, you can also argue that even a quote-unquote win where you get found not guilty is still a loss because you've lost your time. You don't ever get that back.
No,
lost,
you're right.
You've lost all the wasted time. You could have done other things. You could have done other productive things with your precious life. But no, instead, you had to get up early, go to the courthouse, go through security, get manhandled,
yeah.
Then go and wait in the courtroom through whatever damn other trials and hearings there are, and then they give you the sham trial
but you know,
that you have to go through.
The win, though, is I stood up for myself.
Yep, there is.
I preserved my integrity, and they didn't take anything from me.
That's true.
I voluntarily chose everything that happened there. And that's why I look at it as a win.
That's a good way to look at things. And that is ultimately a positive, you know, framing things in your mind in a positive light is so important,
yeah.
Especially when the state is coming at you with its violence, because it's so easy to get bogged down in despair,
yeah.
And frustration and anger. And if you can avoid those things, then it helps you kind of keep your head up. And I think a lot of people that take the plea deal, they are bogged down in that despair and fear.
And if you've already taken a plea, you're very likely to take another plea.
Sure.
Because now you're on, like, probation or all these other things that are happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have a track record. You've been found, you know, guilty in the system. So, therefore, I can't fight it. I can't fight this anymore. So, you're stuck. Once you take one plea, you're done. Like, you know, good luck trying to fight in the future.
Yeah, that's definitely true, and a lot of people don't understand that. They don't understand that by taking a plea, it makes life harder in the future. It seems to make things easier in the moment because you're getting out from underneath all the pressure. You don't have to go to trial.
We live in a nanny state,
yeah.
So like people just want things handed to them. They don't want to put the effort in to try to fight these things. They're just going to take the easy road. And the reality is it's easy right there and then to say it, but later down the line, it's probably not so easy. You get pulled over again. Now you're going to go to jail. Like, it's just crazy.
Coming up, George W. Bush. We haven't talked about him in a long time, but he is back at some sort of, I guess, an institute named after himself, the George W. Bush Institute. And he said something on stage the other night that has begun to pass around a lot in social media, and
hilarious.
We gotta play it.
Yeah.
It's short, and it is sweet. There's more coming up. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
That's crazy. That's just pure crazy for people to pay that much for a gallon of gas.
That man saying what many of us are thinking as the AAA national average for the price of regular was up another 2 cents Thursday to $4.58 a gallon. Kansas has the lowest statewide average at $4.04 a gallon. In California, the pain won't stop. The statewide average is now up to $6.06 a gallon. Senators are calling on the FDA to address the nationwide baby formula shortage. Democrat Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Republican John Hoeven of North Dakota sending a letter to the FDA commissioner Thursday. They asked him to provide a detailed timeline of the agency's inspection of Abbott Laboratories in Michigan, as well as the most recent effort made to increase formula supply. USA Radio News. President Biden met with the leaders of Finland and Sweden on Thursday. They both have submitted applications to join NATO and are hoping for a swift approval process. However, Turkey's president said his country will reject their applications. All members of the alliance have to approve new entries. President Biden says the two countries meet the requirements set by NATO and that the U.S. supports their admittance.
Two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board.
The Senate passed a nearly $40 billion military and economic aid package to help Ukraine as Russia's unprovoked invasion continues. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk and brings America's commitment to almost $54 billion in aid to Ukraine. The accused Buffalo supermarket shooter is being held without bail. That's after he appeared in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, we got Ian
and Joa.
Phones are open. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. Coming up, the clip that a lot of people are talking about, and they should be, with George W. Bush admitting the truth on accident.
It was a Freudian slip.
Freudian slip. Yeah. Probably one of the most epic Freudian slips in the last two decades.
Yeah, I didn't think he was done with his, what do you call them, gaffes?
His stumbles, yeah.
Yeah, and this is the worst.
We'll get it. Well, I got the clip pulled up here, but first we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here with Ian Joa. It is Free Talk Live. To the phones, to the phone, Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yes. So, in our state, we could buy hot prepared foods at the supermarkets with our EBT cards now.
Until, was that a thing you couldn't do before as a welfare recipient, was buy prepared foods?
Well, the thing is, it has to be cold, because mm-hmm. they felt that hot food was like a luxury item. Mm-hmm. But that EBT, you cannot use that at the restaurant. But I still could, like, buy sushis. That was tuna and sushis. You could buy it because it was cold. But they had these enchiladas and that were hot, like hot food. But yeah. but you are not allowed to buy that.
Wait, you're saying sushi is not prepared food? Is that because it's cold?
No, you can't. No, can buy it with an EBT. I was just amazed.
Oh.
So, they allow, it's like a $15 sushi. You could buy that with EBT as long as it's cold. And so there's the T-Bow, 24-ounce T-Bow. As long as it's cold, you can buy it. But they always limited the hot food. And the reason what they're doing... All the reason they're doing this because all the people that lost their homes were burnt from the biggest fire that we had. So now they have to, you know, now they're homeless. Now they have to be on EBT. They lost their homes. Now they're in a... So this is the way of... They don't have any place to cook to get any food.
So everyone now... So because some people have lost their homes, now everyone on EBT... can go and buy prepared foods with welfare money.
That's correct. That's what it sounds like. It did not say that it was only for them, but I guess there was a couple of thousands of them.
So you tested this? You've gone to the grocery store and you've bought hot food?
No, I never have, but I wanted to try it.
What kind of money do you get on EBT, Sarah? I mean, you are a welfare expert. You are on all sorts of welfare, so you know a lot. You're a self-declared communist. So what do you get on EBT?
What?
How many hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars per month?
Well, I used to get I was supposed to get 103. But since I've with that COVID shutdown... They wanted me to, by giving me another $220 plus what I get for the 100, I get about $350 a month in our state.
Wow.
That's supposed to help me stay at home.
And this comes from the federal, this comes from the federal government or the state of New Mexico?
I don't know how they do it.
She doesn't even know where the money's coming from.
Right. I think it's the states, but then it's... It's the federal government probably gives them.
The states administer the program.
Yeah,
and
a lot.
The feds give the money.
Believe it or not, I believe, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I believe a lot of the food stamps is privately funded as well.
Mm.
So that, you know, people.
What?
People supposedly care. I'm not
sure. Is that true? I don't
believe
that.
I believe that there's.
Why would a private person give money to the government?
Because people care. Well, no, people
care.
Why
wouldn't you give money to the local food bank? I mean, if you've got.
Well, of course.
If you got money to give to, you know, the food bank, the Salvation Army.
I know,
something like that.
I'm not.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe.
The EBT comes from the. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you can't buy, like, menthol cigarettes with EBT cards, can you?
No, that's not allowed. No, that's not allowed.
They have ways, though, don't they, Sarah?
Oh, I see.
Don't they have ways around that? Huh?
Well, I mean, you know what the ways around it is? A lot of people will sell their EBT, like they would buy like $100 of groceries.
Right.
$50 back.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, people... Well, a lot of people do that, and they go buy pot or drink or whatever they do with it.
Well, that's probably not a good idea.
But that's how people get around it. They resell the food that they get at a discount, and they turn the EBT into cash.
I like to think maybe they're a little bit capitalist, and they bought a bunch of food, prepared it, and sold it on the street, maybe like without a license.
Most of these people are too lazy.
By
virtue of the fact that they're on welfare suggests that they're probably not entrepreneurs in the first place.
That's a good point.
You know what I like about this hot program? I wish they would keep it because whatever the hot meals that they have, it's not a luxury item. It's only going for the prepared meals or like $5.50. It's enough for like a meal. It's just that it's just hot. Maybe like a pulled chicken would be about. It's not like a big luxury item.
It is a luxury, Sarah, to have someone prepare food for you. That's the luxury.
Oh, sushi especially, like.
That's what they're saying, is, like, you aren't putting any effort in. You're just going and spending other people's money to fill your belly, and everybody else is doing the work. You're just throwing, all you do at the end is you throw away the disposable dish.
Like when I say especially sushi, I know it's
but
not,
you know,
cooked or it's cold. Go ahead, sorry.
But the thing is, in the wintertime, the hot meal, it really does help, because most of the homeless people that get this food stamps, they don't have a kitchen. They don't have
place to cook. That's what the community kitchens are for. That's what food banks are for. That's what Salvation Army is for. Sarah, what were you going to say, though, Joey, before she interrupted you?
Oh, is that, you know, when it comes to sushi, that's, like, the craziest way to prepare something. Like, you have to, and I'm pretty sure a lot of the fish is coming from, like, the, you know, Pacific Japanese coast, and this fish is, you know, very hand selected, shipped across the world. They have to do a flash freezing on it if it's a lower quality, and if they can keep it fresh. I don't know if they even sell that like in the market. It's going to be hard to find that stuff. This is like highly prepared food.
Those guys are trained. I mean, it's serious training that goes into making sushi.
Very delicate on the sashimi cuts. Right. Like, this is no joke.
Oh, dude, you're making me hungry.
I love sushi.
We just had sushi last night, actually.
Oh,
Tokyo Express.
Last week I had it 3 days in a row.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. It's interesting hearing the world of the welfare recipient, right? Like, this is her total existence. This is what Sarah does. She calculates exactly what she's going to receive. She knows the ins and outs. She knows how to fill out all the forms.
Yes,
that, to her, is work. That's her job.
Yeah.
Is going and filling out forms so she can continue to feed off of the productive class.
Like standing in line? That's fun.
She believes that's a job, yeah.
Yeah.
And she also believes that calling this show on a nightly basis is a job. That's what she does.
Well, every time I hear her call in, I kind of want a menthol cigarette after she calls.
Oh, just because she hates cigarettes so much?
Yes.
Can you even get those? Oh, they're going to get rid of them next year, right?
It federally?
You didn't hear about that?
Oh, I did hear some. I didn't know it was actually going to go through.
I think it is.
I'm stocking up.
Yeah, I don't know what the cutoff. I don't remember what the cutoff date is, but I think it might be sometime in 2023. They're going to outlaw menthol cigarette sales.
I'm going to do some research. I'm going to look up what the natives are dealing with when it comes to that, too.
Oh, you mean the Indian tribes?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. I would be surprised if it affects them. So you may still be able to go on a reservation and get some menthols that way.
Aha, I can't stop it.
There's probably going to be some ways around it. Of course, you know the black market is going to be carrying menthols. Now, of course, the question is, will they be the quality that you would get through the normal distribution chains? And the answer is probably no. They're probably going to be old, sitting around warehouses for months before they end up in people's hands, if they're not counterfeits. Counterfeits, of course, a real danger to the black market, where you don't know what they're putting on those cigarettes coming from China or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard about like the fake Marlboro Reds or whatever that people sell on?
No, I haven't heard of that. But I'm sure that's a very common thing. They haven't like changed that packaging in years.
Yeah, they're not hard to rip off, basically. If you want to join us here, you can. We got the George W. Bush huge Freudian slip coming up here in a little bit regarding, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't even say what.
No.
But if you think of what George W. Bush is known for, then you can probably guess.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. We'll share that with you on the way. It's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. McDonald's closing down all 847 stores in Russia permanently. That's on the way. Plus, you can share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We just had Sarah on the line calling in about her welfare payments and EBT. And you're going to see a lot more people getting on welfare, I suspect, as the price of food continues to go up. Basically, you're going to have a situation where the government, through its inflation of constantly inflating the money supply, is going to keep whittling away at people's living standards. It's going to become more and more costly to have the same standard of living over time. And, of course, wages will not keep up, which is the way things are basically designed.
Yeah, especially with gas and diesel going up.
Yep, and so that's going to encourage more people to get on welfare, which means they're going to be more reliant on the government and creating a whole larger class of people just like Sarah, who exist essentially at the pleasure of the state.
Yeah.
And that's a really sad situation. We're going to continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. Jessica is on the line in Missouri. You're on with Ian and Joa. Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you knew the answer to this question. The United States government has never resided within the framework of their Constitution. So why did they bother to write it in the first place?
It's for show. You know, I think that maybe some of those men had good intentions, but of course, as you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I think
originally it was just a slap in the face to the British monarch. And so, you know, it was just kind of like, ah, ha, ha, we have our own system now, and here's the wonderful freedoms that we want to promote. But in reality is that, you know, one sheet of paper, I mean, it doesn't matter how many sheets of paper, how much a few men want to write on a piece of paper, it's never going to blanket what our how our society should be run. It's, you know, it's the natural laws of things that's going to do it. But
well, and that means might makes right.
And these men are essentially using violence, men and women of government, are using violence and the threat of violence to achieve their ends.
Yeah.
And they point to the Constitution as essentially a cover. It's a window dressing to distract people from the fact that this is just a system based on violence.
And also when people use the Constitution as their defense, I say to them, that is just a thin lead shield. Mm. It's not going to do anything for you.
No.
Also, I have one more question.
Sure.
What is recession?
Ooh, that's an excellent question. There's actually been a lot of talk recently about the U.S. going towards another recession. The actual definition of that would be a reduction in economic activity, I think, right? That's basically what it is here. Yeah, recession, according to Investopedia, a significant decline in activity across the economy lasting longer than a few months. Does that answer the question?
Kind of, but I mean, you know, the money's not going to be, it's probably not worth anything now. So, I mean,
Is still worth something because people still believe in it. We haven't hit hyperinflation yet to where we know they're printing a lot. But they're printing more than they have in the last 40 years, according to their own numbers, and we know they're lying. We know their numbers are not honest.
Yeah.
So we can presume the actual inflation numbers are higher. How much higher? It's really hard to know. But people do know when they go to the grocery store, they're not getting what they used to. And
right.
They know when the landlord raises the rent 30% in a year, that something is definitely amiss.
Or if you can burn your dollars to stay warm, and that's cheaper than the propane, then there's a problem.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't gotten to that point yet. But when people stop believing in the money, then that's another big factor.
Right, right. That's why they're scared of crypto. But that's just
the status, yeah, for sure. Jessica?
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, recession. There's a lot of talk about it. I actually had a story pulled up tonight. So-called experts, according to the Washington Post, are saying the U.S. may be barreling toward recession within the next year. Did you hear the story about the gas pumps that have been upgraded to have an additional digit?
Oh, you mean like to the thousands or tens of thousands?
To the tens, meaning that a lot of gas pumps, apparently. I don't know how many are like
scary.
This. But some gas pumps only went up to $9.99, right? 0.9, right? So three digits past the decimal point, and then only one digit on the dollar side of the decimal point. So now they're adding a second digit, so now gas pumps can go to above $10. That says something.
Oh,
to
I see
you,
what
right?
you're saying on the gallon
on the
price.
Dollar side.
Oh, I thought you meant like when people are ringing it up. You know,
no,
like,
the pump.
Yeah, I know.
When you're pumping. Oh, I see what you're saying.
So the price per gallon is that's adding a digit. But is that correct, or is it, you know, because truckers, they'll fill up over $1,000.
Yeah, no, you're right about
that. But what is it going to be, like $10,000?
Once showing the price. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So they're I don't know how many pumps are doing this, but it's in the news. That's happening. So some gas company figured it was worth it to do it now.
Yeah.
To go out and even though, you know, it's $5 a gallon in some places or whatever, $4.50. California, of course, is up to $6 or $7, depending on where you're at. Makes sense, right? Like they figure there's a good chance they're going to need that extra digit.
I think they're mistaken because they're getting rid of the penny, and the next thing they know, they're going to get rid of change. And then you have those digits.
Yeah, you know, we saw that story, and I don't know if we really got into it. They are going to get rid of the penny. I thought that was like, it was hard to believe that that actually came out. That news is real.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a very interesting change coming. I think, again, that's another one that's coming in 2023. So, since you brought it up, I mean, we can talk about the recession. According to the Washington Post, the U.S. economy could be heading for a recession in the next year, according to growing warnings from banks and economists, as a sudden bout of pessimism hammers financial markets, which on Thursday spiraled further from recent highs. Although major swaths of the economy, including the job market and consumer spending, remain robust, there are mounting worries that rising borrowing costs for consumers and businesses after years of near zero interest rates could cause a sudden retrenchment. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by 0.75 percentage points so far this year, which they were at zero before. While officials are signaling more aggressive increases could be necessary to cool the economy.
Continued uncertainty from the coronavirus and Russia's invasion of Ukraine are adding to the uneasiness. And they go on, they talk about the stock market has been taking big hits, apparently, recently. And even crypto is down quite a bit in the last few months. Now, crypto, I think, will make a comeback.
Yeah, it's on sale right now. That's all.
Yeah. The concerns come amid a smattering of data that points to economic cooling, particularly in interest-rate-sensitive sectors that are already feeling the brunt of the Fed's promise to keep tightening monetary conditions. New home construction slowed in April, and mortgage demand continues to decline.
You're going
to
see the housing market crash soon.
A lot of people are predicting that, too.
Lumber, I thought the lumber costs were going to do that, but that's just, you know, the new housing. The new houses are on a decline, but I can see... You know, just older houses that need repair, that, and if there's any mortgages on them, these people are going to be homeless. They're going to be, they're not going to be able to do it. They can't repair their current home. They can't pay the mortgage. They're out. You're going to see a huge, huge shift in society just because people are going to have to move. There's going to be a lot of moving.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see if the real estate crash comes. I know a lot of people have been predicting that. We are seeing insane housing prices right now. There's been a crazy rush to buy houses. If you put a house on the market here in New Hampshire, it's gone in like 5 days.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing. Like, I've been waiting for the market to crash and that sort of thing. And but, like, here in New Hampshire, it's not slowing down. It's not
coming
to that, because people want to be here. People want freedom, and that's... That's the drive of why people are coming here. That's why houses are picked up right away.
A lot of people are seeing crazy housing markets all around the country. It's not necessarily... I mean, I hope that people are moving to New Hampshire because they want freedom.
Well, I mean, look at Florida. Look at Texas right now. People Florida's are crazy moving to these places just because it's more freedom and less taxes and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, as critical as I am of Florida, it is definitely... There's no income tax there.
Right.
So you do have some benefits.
And as long as you go in fishing, you can open carry everywhere.
Yeah, if you're a conservative, you ought to be in Florida. If you're a conservative, you ought to look at Texas and Florida. Those are two big places for conservative types to move. If you're a liberal, you got to get out to the West Coast or Massachusetts or whatever.
Just make sure you have your pocket fisherman with your AR-15, okay?
New York State, great place for total liberal types. If you're a libertarian, there's nowhere else to look. You got to go to New Hampshire. I mean, there's
the best gun laws in the world.
It's the libertarian homeland.
Yep.
You know, that's just a fact. You can go to the Free State Project's website to learn more about them. Check out the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire at 101reasonsfilm.com. We got more coming up here, including, I promised George Bush.
Yes, you did.
So we got to get to that clip. It's short.
Hey, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you again.
Yeah, and you get a little from him in this clip coming up here as well. Hour number three is on the way. You can share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. It's Ian and Joe on Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.